Today's shiur is a Masech the Krisis on Daf Yutes. We will begin on Daf Yutches Amid Beis, three lines from the bottom of the Amid, and six words from the end of the line with the words V'rami d'Rabbi Yochanan ad Rabbi Yochanan, V'rami d'Rish Lakish ad Rish Lakish. We are in the middle of a sugya that concerns Yediyoy Safoik, whether they're Mechalkos or not. Let us make a brief hakdama. When a person does an Aver B'Shoigeg, and after doing the Avera, it becomes known to him that he did the Avera B'Shoigeg, and then he does the same Avera over again B'Shoigeg. So the idea in between is Mechalik, it divides the two Averas that he did, and for each Avera, he's Chayiv a Korban Chatas. The same principle applies to a Ashem Tolui. Whatever a person B'Shoigeg is Chayiv a Chatas on, he's Chayiv for that, when he doesn't know for sure that he was over in Aveira, for example, he ate something which is either shuman or chalev, it's either permissible fats or prohibited fats, and he doesn't know that which he ate exactly what it was. So until he finds out whether it was chalev or shuman, in order to protect himself from punishments from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he has to bring an Ashem Tolui. So if he ate one fat, and he had that suffix, and then he became aware of the fact that he had done an Avera b'suffix, then he did the same Avera again, and he again has a suffix, whether it was Chelev or Shuman. So the idea in between the two actions, the two Maisei Avera, cause him that after he ate the second one, he has to bring two Ashem Tolis, one for the first Avera that he did, and one for the second. So just like a Yediya between two Chai Ve'chatois are Chai of two Chatois for those two Averas, so too the Yediya that he may have done an Avera, which is mechayiv him an Ashem Tolui for the first Maisa Avera, through that Yediyah, when he does the second Maisa Avera, he's chayiv a second Ashem Tolui. The machloikis that we are in the middle of between Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish, which we find three lines before the third bottom line with which we're going to begin the shir today, at the beginning of the line, Amar Rish Lakish, Kan Shana Rebbe, Yediyoy Safik Mechalkis L'chatois. Here Rebbe taught us that a Safik Yediyah is Mechalik for a Chatas. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Ein Yediyah Safik Mechalkis L'chatois. The Machalikis Rish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan is, do we say that a Safik Yediyah, when he knows that he did something which perhaps he was over an Avera or not, just like that, by Ashem Tolui, it divides one action from another, and he's chayiv two Ashem Tolis for both actions. Is that enough to be mechayiv him two chatois for doing two averis b'shoigeg? Where it's not a question whether it's chelev or shuman. It comes out later, he finds out each thing was chelev. He definitely is chayiv a chatas. And in between, he had a yediya that what he did was a suffix. He didn't know at that time yet. Is that enough? Do we say that the suffix idea in between both of the actions, which later we find out are both a chiv chatas, is that suffix idea, that partial idea, not knowing 100% that he was over an avera b'shoigeg, is that enough? Is that considered a idea to be mechalik between the first Chiyav Chatas and the second Chiyav Chatas? Rish Lakish says it is in the name of Rebbe, and Rabbi Yochanan says, no, ein yediyah safik mechalkes chatois, you need a yediyah vadai to be mechalik into two chatois, a yediyah safik is not enough. Now the Gemara begins, v'rami d'Rabbi Yochanan, under Rabbi Yochanan, v'rami d'Rish Lakish, under Rish Lakish. I'm going to ask a stira in Rabbi Yochanan, and I'm going to ask a stira in Rish Lakish. They both seem to contradict each other. The Sanya we learned in a Brice, Shnei Shvilin, there are two roads, under one of the roads there is a mace buried, and anyone who goes on top of the mace will become tamei. And Rashi explains, we don't know which road has underneath it the mace buried. V'holach b'rishon, he went down the first path. V'loy nichnas, Rashi says, he didn't enter into the Beis HaMikdash. V'sheni, then he went down the second path. And v'nichnas, then he did enter into the Beis HaMikdash. The halacha is chayiv, he is mechuyiv for going into the Beis HaMikdash without intention. He is chayiv for being tamei. He's chayiv a korban oil of the yairei. This korban fluctuates depending on the financial ability of the person who was over the aver. If he's an usher, a rich man, he brings a sheep or a goat. If he's poor, he brings shnei tarim, two turtle doves, oy shnei b'nei yoina, two young pigeons. And a dal, someone who is destitute, he brings a mincha. And he is chayiv for coming into the Beis HaMikdash. If he knew to begin with that he was Tamei, and that going into the Beis HaMikdash, one is not allowed to go into the Beis HaMikdash in a state of Tumah, then he forgot either that he was Tamei, or he forgot the sanctity of the Beis HaMikdash, that one is not allowed to enter there b'Tumah, and he went into the Beis HaMikdash in a state of Vadai Tumah, and later he found out that he had entered the Beis HaMikdash in a state of Tumah. So under those circumstances, he is mechuyev a korban oila v'yarit. So in our case, after the first road, he doesn't know yet that he'd never had a yediyah that he is Tameh and not allowed to enter the Beis HaMikdash, because that first road, there was a suffix on that road whether there's a mace there or not. However, once he goes on the first road and then goes again on the second road, now he has a yediyah. He knows that he's Meman of Shech Tameh. By going on both paths, he definitely has contracted Tumah from one of the paths. And therefore, since he had a yediyah that he is Tameh, and he's entering the Beis HaMikdash in a state of Tumah, except at that point when he actually entered, he forgot either that he was Tameh or he forgot about the sanctity of the Beis HaMikdash, and later he had a idea that he had done something wrong, he has met all the criteria for bringing a korban oil of a yairit, and that's why the Braisa says Chayiv. However, Holach Barishan V'nichnas, what happens? He went in the first path, and then he entered the Beis HaMikdash. And now the next seven words are in parentheses. Some do not, goyris, are not goyris, the next seven words. Others are. We will learn the way we have it with the parentheses, and we will explain why some do not learn the words in parentheses. Holach Barishan V'nichnas, Potter. So at that point, if he went into the Beis HaMikdash, he's potter because he only went through one path. So even though he went into the Beis HaMikdash, but there was no yediya that I vadai was tamei, and I'm not allowed to go into the Beis HaMikdash, because at that point, I'm not sure that I was tamei, since I don't know where the mace is buried, under path one or under path two. Then he went to the Shein V'nichnas, and he entered again to the Beis HaMikdash. At this point, Memanav Shech, he knows that he has contracted Tumah because he has traveled over both paths. Then the Din is Chayiv, that he must bring a Korban Oil of a Yairid. And then the Braisa brings a third case. Holach Barishan V'nichnas, it starts off the same as the second case. He went on the first, and he entered into the Beis HaMikdash. Now, the reason why some do not learn these seven words is because they say this second case, the first halach in the second case is a davar pashut. The first halach is halach barisha v'nichnas potter. Obviously, he's potter because you're only chayv with the yediyah of adois. He doesn't have a yediyah of adois, so of course he's potter. The second halacha, b'sheni v'nichnas chayv, that we already learned in the first halacha, because it's a meman of shech that he has contracted tumah, so then there's certainly a chiyuv. So we've already learned that, therefore they're not garbisid. What they do is they take the words before the parentheses, halach barisha v'nichnas, and they go all the way after the parentheses, v'hiza v'shana v'tavol. We are learning the parentheses, and therefore we've learned so far two cases where he did not enter after the first path, and he entered after the second. The second case is he entered after the first path, and he entered after the second. Both of those cases are cases of Memanav Shach, and therefore when he entered the Beis HaMikdash after traveling over the second path, he is Chayiv. And now comes a third case at the end of the parentheses, Holach Barisha V'nichnas. He went and we traveled over the first path, and then he entered the Beis HaMikdash. V'hiza, and then he went through the process of how a Tomei Mace becomes Tor. He was sprinkled with the water of the Por Aduma, ashes of the Por Aduma. the mechatas vishana. He did that on the third day, and he did it on the seventh day. V'tovel, he went to the mikveh, and then the holach b'sheni v'nichnas, he went over the second path, and then he entered the base of mikdash. The halacha is that he is chayiv, and we really don't understand here why it's chayiv. And the Gemara will explain to us the reason why this Tanakama holds that this is chayiv, because the chayra here there is no memanashach, because once he went to, he had a zoh and tefillin. He has removed any tumah that he may have had by traveling over the first path. So now, just like when he went over the first path, it was only a suffik that he's tummy. Now that he, afalpi that it was only a suffik, he had hazor and tahara through a mikveh. So when he goes now over the second path, he has the same identical suffik that he had when he went over the first path. Is this the path that has the tumah on it or not? There's no more memanashach, because on the tzad that it's from the first path, he has become tor by the hazah and the mei mikveh. So therefore, on both paths, it's only a suffix whether he's tor or tameh. So the chayrut din should be he's potter, and yet the tanakam holds chayiv. We will see the reason on Yutes Amid Aleph, as we turn now to Yutes Amid Aleph, and Reb Shimon, in fact, says, this is Reb Shimon Vayichoy, Reb Shimon says, poiter, bezu. Reb Shimon holds in this third case, it is potter, and the reason is, as we have just said, because here you have no yediya vadois. Let's see the top Rashi. Reb Shimon poiter bezu, the shnei tumas ninu, akol chodah v'chodah k'nisa on each entrance into the base of Migdash, ikle meimer shvul zeh hu hator. V'hilkach leka yediya vadois betchila, u'betumah Tumas Migdash be'ina yediyah betchilu b'soif v'helam etayim. You need a yediyah at the beginning that I have done something wrong, and I'm not allowed to enter the Migdash in a state of Tumah. Then I forget that I'm Tumah, or I forget that I'm not allowed to enter the base of Migdash in a state of Tumah. And then I did the Aveira, and at the end I had a yediyah that I did something wrong. And in the middle there was a Halama. So we don't have that here, because as you enter the base of Migdash following each path, you only have a suffix whether you're tummy or not. So therefore, Shimon says, Paitra, and Rashi adds, V'tana kama de mechayiv v'farish tama l'kaman. Of course, we're going to have to find a reason for the tama. Tana kama, why should be chayiv here at Korban Oil of Yairut? Finally, we have a third shita. Reb Shimon ben Yehuda, Paitra b'kulon. He says all three cases are potter. And he says it, Mishum Reb Shimon, in the name of Reb Shimon. In other words, we have a Deir Rishayna here who says that Reb Shimon only potters the last case. Then we have a sheet of Reb Shimon ben Yehuda in Reb Shimon who holds that Reb Shimon pottered all of the cases. So in summation, in this brisa, we have three sheetas. The Tanakama holds that in all three cases that we mentioned in the brisa, he is chayiv. The first opinion in Reb Shimon bar Yochai, in Reb Shimon, says that you're potter in the last case, you're chayiv in the first two cases. And Reb Shimon ben Yehuda says all three cases, you are potter. Ask the Gemara on the third sheet of Reb Shimon ben Yehuda, Vafilu bekamaisa, even in the first one. In other words, Rashi says, Betarte kamaisa. In the first two, and from Rashi here, we see clearly that Rashi was goyrus, that there are three cases, not just two. In the first two of the three cases, you're saying that Reb Shimon ben Yehuda, in the name of Reb Shimon, says it's potter. How could it be potter? Here, Memanim Shech, he knows that it became tameh. If so, he has a yediyah vadois, and then a halama, and then a yediyah again. He has fulfilled all the requirements for being chayv a carbon oil of a yairid. How, in fact, could Reb Shimon ben Yehuda, name Reb Shimon, say that you're potter? Amar Rav, hachamai eskin, and here we are speaking, not only in the third case, but in all three cases, we're speaking about an extra detail. Kegoin, shaholach berishin, he went on the first path, and when he went on the second path, shachach shahalach barishin, he forgot that he even went on the first path. Ubaha pligi, and this is the machlokes between the first day in Reb Shimon and Reb Shimon ben Yehuda in Reb Shimon. Tanakama, what he means here, Tanakama is not the Tanakama of the Braisa, but he means the first shita in Reb Shimon. Tanakama of Reb Shimon Savar, Mixus Yediya Ki Yediya Damya. That a partial knowledge is considered like a full knowledge. For Reb Shimon Savar, Mixus Yediya Lav Ki Yediya Damya. And Reb Shimon, meaning the Reb Shimon ben Yehuda in Reb Shimon bar Yochai, that Reb Shimon ben Yehuda holds that a Mixus Yediya is not considered like a Yediya. As Rashi explains, that the first two cases are different than the third case. Because the first two cases, ain't a chanami, when he is entering the Beis HaMikdash. He doesn't remember that he traveled on the first path. So all he remembers is he traveled on the second path. And at the time when he traveled on the second path, he doesn't remember that he went on the first path. So the second path to him is only a suffix whether the mace here is here or not. But the svara of the first sheet to interrupt Shimon Bar Yochai is that let's say he would know all the facts. If at that moment he would have remembered that I went on the first path. So if he would know all the facts, it would be a yediyah that he vade was metame. He vade became tame and he's not allowed to enter into the base of Mikdash. So the Tanakhama says that that's sufficient to be called a yediyah. Einach anami aymoide, says the first opinion in Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, that in the final case, in the third case of where he went to the mikveh and he had azor after he went on the first path, there aymoide, that even if he would have remembered when he went on the second path that he went on the first path, it wouldn't help because there was the tahara in between, and that tahara makes each path only a suffik tame. So even if I would have remembered when I went on the second that I went on the first, I still wouldn't be convinced that I'm a vadai tame, because on that suffik tame of path one, I went to the mikveh. And now, I don't have a mamanavshach on the second path that I'm tameh, because I went to the mikveh for the first path. So therefore, on the second path, I again only have a suffix. So even if I would have remembered that I went on the first path, I would never have a yediya that I vaday became tameh, and I'm not allowed to enter the Beis HaMikdash. There's no chiv carbon oil of a yarit. That, the first day in Reb Shimon agrees, that the third seer here, he is potter from a carbon oil of a yarit. But the first shita in Reb Shimon argues that the first two cases, there, if I would have known all the facts when I went on the second, if I would have remembered that I went on the first, then I would have had a yediyah that I was vaday tamei, because then memanavshach I became tamei. So even though I only have a partial yediyah that I went on the second, and I don't remember that I went on the first, a partial yediyah is considered like a full yediyah. So it comes out I had a full yediyah. If I consider a partial like a full, I had a full yediyah that I became vaday tamei memanavshach, and memela I am usher to go into the Beis HaMikdash, and then I forgot all that, and for that, I am later, when I remember, I'm chayav a korban oil v'yayrin. However, Rav Shimon holds mixes yediyah lavki yediyah damya, that not only is the third case putter, but the first two cases are also putter. Because bottom line, at no time did I have a definite yediyah that I was definitely tamei memanev shach, and not allowed to enter into the Beis HaMikdash. And since I didn't have a full yediyah that I was vaday tamei, I do not fulfill the requirements of a korban oil v'yarid, and therefore I'm potter, according to his sheet, the Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda, in all cases. Amar Mar, now we go back to explain the third case according to the Tana Kamad, who said chayiv, and we wondered before, what could be his sword at your chayiv? Where is there any yediyah that I vade became tamei? On each path, there's only a suffix. Amar Mar, holach berishim v'nichnas v'hiza, and here the sheet in Isaiah puts in the word v'shana. He did it on the third day, and he did it on the seventh day again. V'tavli went to the mikveh. After he went on the first path, and he entered into the Beis HaMikdash, then v'holach b'sheni v'nichnas, and he again entered into the Beis HaMikdash, he's chayiv. Ask the Gemara, am I chayiv? How could the Tana Kama say that you're chayiv? Holoi havalei yediyah. He didn't have a yediyah by path one. It was a suffix. And that, since he went to the mikveh, when he went on path two, he has another suffix. He doesn't have any mamon of shechis tami because he had a tahara in between. So how could he be chayiv a korban oil of a yoyrid? What's the swar of the Tana Kama? And on this, we're going to have two terutzim. One of Rish Lakish and one of Rabbi Yochanan. And here is going to come the stira of Rabbi Yochanan to Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish to Rish Lakish, which the Gemara is aiming to make the stira. Let us see what Rish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan answered on this kasha. Amar Rish Lakish, you know who our Tanakhama of the Brisa holds, like Hamani Rabbi Shmoli. This is going according to Rabbi Yishmol. And this is in a Mishnah in Shavuos, as Rashi brings down, and Daf Yudalad Amid Beis. where Rabbi Shmuel holds the loy boy idea betchila. Rabbi Shmuel does not require by korban oil of the yoyred that there should be a idea betchila. So therefore, any chanami, you're asking me, he doesn't have a idea that he vadi became tami memanim shach because there's a suffix on path one, and since he went to the mikveh, there's a same suffix now on path two. So why should we chayv teretz? You don't need to have a idea according to Rabbi Shmuel by korban oil of the yoyred, and therefore he is chayv a korban oil of the yoyred. So Rabbi Shmuel is a das yachid because the Tana Kama there, the Chachamim, disagree with Rabbi Shmuel, and they hold that korban olav yoyred also requires to have a yediyah betchela. Rabbi Yochanan says, "Afilatayim rabbanon." We don't have to say it's a das yachid according to Rabbi Shmuel. We can even go according to rabbanon. Kan here by korban olav yoyred asu suffik yediyah ki yediyah. After all, he has a suffik yediyah. So Rabbi Yochanan says, we will consider and as. What are the facts? He went on road path two. Maybe path two has the kever, which will become tummy from going on it. Maybe it doesn't. That's a suffik yediyah. A suffik yediyah for this halach of korban olav yoyred is ki yediyah. Sal kedatach, the more thought, kan osu, when Rabbi Yochanan says they made here a suffik yediyah like a yediyah, bavahua din l'cholotar kula. He didn't just mean here and nowhere else. He meant they did it here because that's the rule b'cholotar, that suffik yediyah is ki yediyah. So Rish Lakish answered by saying that it's going like Rabbi Shmuel, you don't need a vada yediyah, you don't need any yediyah by korban olav yoyred. And Rabbi Yochanan answered that you do need a yediyah, but suffik yediyah is like a yediyah. If so, now, kashid Rabbi Yochanan, kashid Rish Lakish had Rish Lakish. So now we have a stira, that's what our Gemara began to share with today. Rami lecha Rabbi Yochanan, Rish Lakish had Rish Lakish. Because Rabbi Yochanan, our sugya said that ein yediyah suffik mechalkis lechatois, that concerning to be chayiv on each chatos, a suffik yediyah is not allowed to separate them. He will not be chayiv two chatos, only be chayiv one chatos, according to Rabbi Yochanan. And yet here, binoigeya, this brice of shnei shvilin, here we see that Rabbi Yochanan says, kan asu, and the Gemara thinks it means, b'chol haTorah kula, that suffik yediyah does have halacha like yediyah. And by us, Rabbi Yochanan said, suffik yediyah does not have halacha like a yediyah, to be mechalik l'chatoa, stira in Rabbi Yochanan. And v'kash Rish Lakish under Rish Lakish. There's a stira as well in Rish Lakish. As Rashi explains, why did, and the Rabbeinu Gershon explains as well, why did Rish Lakish say that our Bryce is going like a das yachid Rabbi Shmuel? He could have said it's going like the Rabbim, like the Rabbanan, and he could have said, Kan Shana Rebbe, Yediyah Safik Mechalkas Lechatois, that the Rabbanan over there in Shuas, Yedalad Amid Beis, will hold like the sheet of Rebbe, that Rebbe holds Yediyah Samechalkois. Why did he have to say, Adoichik Teretz, that it's going like Rabbi Shmuel, who holds you don't need a Yediyah at all? Yes, you do need a Yediyah. But if Safik Yediyah has halacha like a Yediyah, here it seems that he holds a Safik Yediyah, does not have halacha like a Yediyah. So the Gemara says, Bish, why would Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan, like Kasha? The steer Rabbi Yochanan, have a Teretz. When he said, Kan Osu, he didn't mean here, by korban olav yoyred, by tumas migdash, that they did it over here, that suffik yediyah has a din like a yediyah, and all the whole Torah as well. No, ava b'chol haTorah kula loy. By the whole Torah, Rabbi Yochanan holds they did not say. It's only by korban olav yoyred where they said suffik yediyah yediyah. My time. What's the difference between korban olav yoyred and all over? Because hach agabi tumaksiv here by tuma. How do we know that you need a yediyah beforehand? Because it says Vinela Mimenu Vihutame, that he forgot, it was forgotten from him that he was Tame. So I learned from that Yediya de Ispa Nami Safek Chayiv Kra. The Torah is Mechayiv, as Rashi explains, even if there's a Ktsas Halama. All you have to meet the requirement is you forgot something. By saying you forgot something, it seems to be that at one time you knew. So as long as you did some forgetting, it's sufficient. What did you know? I only had a suffik yediyah. I wasn't sure to begin with whether I'm tamei here or not. And that's enough, that vanilla mimenu. If you had a suffik yediyah, even that yediyah alone is enough. And therefore, in the third case, where he entered the Beis HaMikdash, and then he went and was matar himself, and he went on the first road, and then he was matar himself, and after he was matar himself, he went on the second road, and then went into the Beis HaMikdash. So now, on each road, there is only a suffik tumah. So it's only a yediyah of a suffik that he was over. We don't know if the mace is under path one or under path two. So here, If he forgot that and he entered into Beis Hamikdash, that's sufficient to be called a Yediyah to make him Chayiv, because you fulfill Vinela Mimenu. He forgot even that point that he was a Suffolk Tomei. So it's sufficient. Avo b'chol Torah kulo, but in the rest of the Torah, Ksiv. Here the Torah's stress is not on what you forgot. The Torah's stress is what you remember. He remembered his chet. And we learn out that the Yediyah is Mechalik. And here we say, here it's not enough to forget a Suffolk Yediyah. Here you have to fulfill the total Yediyah. You know when a Yediyah is Mechalik, two Averis, into two separate Chatois. That's if you had a full-fledged Yediyah between the two and you fulfilled in the fullest possible manner, oihoida. It was known to him as chet. And then he did another chet, so he had a yediyah to be mechalik between the two averes, to be mechayiv two chatois. But if in the middle it wasn't hoida, it was only suffik hoida, he only knew about a suffik, he didn't have a vada yediyah, that's not sufficient to be mechalik, according to Rabbi Yochanan, that suffik yediyah is not mechalik lechatois b'chol atarkula, it's only a special halacha, which we learn out from vanilla mimenu for carbon oil of yoyrit. El Rish Lakish, we've been able to answer Rabbi Yochanan. El Rish Lakish Kasha, Adam Mokum Laka Rabbi Shmuel, why did he have to say that our Rice with Shnei Shvilin is going according to a Das Yochid in Shuas Yudal Ramad Beis, and his name is Rabbi Shmoel, who says that the Korban of Yared does not require any idea. Look, Makarebi, let him say it's going according to the Rabbanon, and the Rabbanon will hold like Rebbe, and Rabbi Shlokish says, Kan Shon the Rebbe, that Yediyah Suffolk are Mechalkis, in other words, that a Suffolk Yediyah has a halach of Yediyah. Why didn't he give the teretz of Rabbi Yochanan over here? Because that's what he holds B'chol HaTorah Kula. What did he have to say it's going like a Das Yochid Rabbi Shmoel? He could have said it's going like the Tanakhama, like the Rabbanan. Hakamashmalon, you know why? You're right. He could have given that teretz, that Suffolk Yediyah has a loch of Yediyah, and you need Yediyah, but Suffolk is enough. Why did he say, like Rabbi Shmuel, Das Yochid, you don't need any Yediyah? Hakamashmalon, the Rabbi Shmuel, Rishash takes out the next word, Nami. Hakamashmalon, the Rabbi Shmuel, loy boy Yediyah B'tchilah. He wanted to teach you a chiddush in Rabbi Shmuel, that Rabbi Shmuel does not require Yediyah B'tchilah. He had the other option, but he preferred to teach you this chiddush that Rabbi Shmuel holds. You don't need bechlal any yediyah. Not that suffik yediyah is like a yediyah, but you don't need any yediyah. Ask the Gemara. You're teaching me this chiddush in Rabbi Shmuel. Hamas nisan he. This is the Mishnah in Shavuos Yudalad Amid Beis. The Snan we learned in that Mishnah that Rabbi Shmuel argues on the Tanakhama. Rabbi Shmuel Oimer venelam. We put in the words in the brackets, and we do not read the words in the parentheses. Mimenu. We do not read that venelam. The Torah says concerning the Tumas Migdash, the Torah says that it was forgotten. And there is an extra Vinelam Yeseira. It says it twice. L'chayiv Al-Helim Tumav Al-Helim Migdash. Why does it say it twice? That whether you forgot that you're Tomei, or whether you knew you're Tomei, but you forgot about the sanctity of the Beis HaMikdash, that one should not enter there in a state of defilement, in a state of Tumah. So this Rabbi Shmuel, since he, as Rashi explains, since the Gemara in Shavuos Daf Dalet Amud Aleph tells us that where do we know that Yediyas Tuma needs a Yediyah? In the beginning, you know that because it says Vinelam two times, as the Gemara Darshan's there, Ayin and Shuas Dalet Amud Aleph, how exactly it's learned from the two times Vinelam. But that's the Gemara, the source is Vinelam Yesera, that it says it two times, and from there the Tanakhama learns out that you must have a Yediyah Betchila by Tumas Migdash. And we see from the Mishnah in Shavuos Yudalit Amid Beis that Rabbi Shmuel learns that same limud for a totally different din, that you could have a halama that he's Tomei, or you could have a halama that he doesn't remember that one is not allowed to enter the Migdash in the state of Tuma. So if he uses the Nelam Venelam for that Russia, he obviously doesn't have it for the din of Yediyah Betchila. So I see the Gemara's Kashi is, what do I need Rish Lakish to teach that to me? And tell me that the Brisa, the Tanakhama of our Brisa of Shnei Shvilin, in the third case, is going like Rabbi Shmuel, and Rabbi Shmuel, a Chiddush that Rabbi Shmuel doesn't hold, that you need Yediyah Betchila by Korban Oil of Yoyreg. That's the Mishnah over there. He doesn't hold a Vinelam Vinelam as the Tanakhama learns it out. He has his own Drasha of Tumas Migdash. He does Nelam Tumah and Helam Migdash. So obviously he doesn't hold you need a yediyah b'tchila. It's rich. No, Rish Lakish still had something to teach us. Why? Sal Kedatrim and I would have thought, Mikra Lesley. Hitaka doesn't learn it from a pasuk, but Migmara Islay, as Rashi in Shavuos. Daf Yatasimid Beis, the Ramaskal Gemara, explains that perhaps he had it orally from Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai. He didn't have it from a pasuk, but maybe he still held of the Halacha you need a Yediyah B'Tchila for Korban Olah V'Yoreh by Tumas Migdash. Kamash Malan, that's what Rish Lakish wanted to teach you. Don't think he just didn't learn the limit from the pasuk, but he agreed to the Halacha based on Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai. No, he B'Chlal does not hold of this Halacha. He holds that a Korban Olah V'Yoreh does not need a Yediyah B'Tchila. Einachanami, Rish Lakish says, I could have answered that it's going like Rebbe and like the Rabbanan, the Tanakama, well, do you need a Yediyah? Except that a Suffolk Yediyah is like Yediyah. I wanted to teach you a Chiddush in Rabbi Shmuel, that Rabbi Shmuel, Bechlal, not from the Psukim, not Halacha L'Moshe, he doesn't hold at all that you need a Yediyah B'Tchila by Korban Olah V'Yoreh. The next Mishnah discusses a machloikis between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua as to when a person is chayav a chatas. We know that for being oiver and averer, for which b'mezid one would receive chorus, if one does it b'shogeg, one is chayav achatas. The question that our Mishnah discusses is whether the yediyah that he was over the averer b'shogeg, it's sufficient that the person knows that he was over a type of averer for which there's a chiyav b'mezid chorus, even though he doesn't know specifically exactly what averer he did. Or is it necessary, as Rabbi Yeshua holds, that he must know specifically the exact aveirah that he did? It's not good enough with that which Rabbi Eliezer says, that he knows in general what type of an aveirah he did. But rather, he must know specifically, and Rabbi Yeshua learns this out as the Gemara tells us from the pasuk, which says, Asher chota bo. The full pasuk is Oyhoidu Elov Chatosay Asher Chotobo, which we find in Vayikra Perek Dalet, Pasuk of Gimel, and Rabbi Yeshua learns from Bo Ache Yivodoloi Bameh Chota, until the person finds out exactly what he was Chote in. And this machlok, as the Gemara, the Mishnah is going to bring us three different examples. One is concerning eating chalev, the second one is pertaining to arayas, and the third is concerning doing malacha, chil malacha on Shabbos or Yom Kippur. It begins the Mishnah. Chalev v'noisa lefanav, if a person had, as Rashi says, in front of him, two pieces of what he thought was shumen tohar, it was not chalev or noiser, and then he ate from one of them. And now it turns out that both of the pieces that he thought were shuman and permitted to be eaten, both were usher. One, in fact, was a forbidden fat, chalev, and the other had been left over from a korban, which had to be burnt, and it was not allowed to be eaten either. Now, he doesn't know which of these two isurim he was over. He knows he was over on an isur for which he would be chayiv a chatas, but he doesn't know specifically which one. Or a second example concerning arayas. He thought that his wife, as Rashi says, was tahira, and he had relations with who he thought was his wife. It turns out that his wife was a nida, and it's possible, he's not sure, it's possible that by accident he didn't have relations with his wife. He had, in fact, relations with his sister. That's the next case in the Mishnah. Ishtai Nida. His wife, who he thought was Tahir, was a Nida. And also, Achoise Ima Babayis, and with him is his sister in the house, Shogag Biachas Mehen, and by accident he had relations with one of them, Ve'eni Yadei Be'ezman Shogag, and he doesn't know which one. Did he have relations with his wife, who turned out to be not Tahir, but she turned out to be a Nida, or did he have relations with his sister? A third example of the Machlokes Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua is going to be Shabbos V'Yom Kippur. V'asa Malacha Ben Hashmashes. He did Malacha in the twilight zone. As the Rav tells us, he thought that actually it was Choyl. And then he found out that when he did the Malacha Ben Hashmashes, it was Yom Kippur going to Shabbos. The Yom Kippur was the first day, and the following day was Shabbos. And he did the Malacha Ben Hashmashes. So now he doesn't know which Isser, he was over doing malach on Yom Kippur or doing malach on Shabbos. V'ein yadeh be'ezim en osa. So in all of these three cases, Rabbi Lezer mechayiv chatas, because Rabbi Lezer says it's only needed that you have a general idea that you did an avera for which b'mezer you chayiv chatas. V'Rabbi Yeshua poiter, and Rabbi Yeshua says you're poter, because we learn from asher chata bo achivado loy bameh chata. You have to know exactly, precisely the avera that you did. Did you eat chaylev or did you eat noiser? Was it ish? Or was it relations with Achoisai? Did you do Malacha on Shabbos or did you do Malacha on Yom HaKippur? Amar Rabbi Yaisi. Rabbi Yaisi disagrees with the Tanakhama. In this third case of Shabbos and Yom Kippurim, if the question would be that he did Malacha ben Shmashas and now he doesn't know was it Shabbos or Yom Kippur, there would be no machlokes. Even Rabbi Lezer would agree to Rabbi Yeshua Shu Potter. Everybody would agree. Why? Says Rabbi Yaisi, I'll explain to you why. Sha'ani Oimer, for I say, Miktsas, the Bach puts in the word Malacha, also hayoyim umiktas also lemachar. Because if he did a bein shemashas, it's possible that he did a shear. Every malacha has a certain amount for which you're chayiv, and it's possible that he did part of the malacha on Shabbos, not enough of a shear, and he did part of the malacha on Yom Kippur, also not enough of a shear. So therefore, he'll be putter because it could be in the twilight zone, which is a suffix, whether it's Shabbos or Yom Kippurim, that he didn't do enough of a shear of the amount of malacha to be chayiv neither for Shabbos nor for Yom Kippurim. So even Rabbi Lezer would be mighty to Rabbi Yeshua. Man Nechlechu, where is the machloikis in a case of doing malacha? Alois the malacha b'tay chayoyim. He did it when it was for sure daylight. The ein yoideya, and he doesn't know im b'Shabbos also im Yom Kippurim also. He just doesn't know that day. He remembers he did a malacha on a holy day. He doesn't know if that holy day was Shabbos or that holy day was Yom Kippur. Oy alo oisa, he knows he did a malacha, let's say, on Shabbos, but he doesn't know exactly which type of malacha. The ein yoideya me'ein eiza malacha also, as Rashi says, im charash im zora. He doesn't know if he plowed or if he sowed, if he seeded the ground. He knows he did a malacha. He doesn't remember exactly what the malacha was. In that case, Rabbi Lezer mechayiv chatas Yeshua poiter. Rabbi Lezer says it's enough that he knows that he did, in general, he did a malacha, and he ate either chaylev or noiser, either it was ishtinid or achoytzai, but he doesn't know precisely. That's fine, that's enough. And Rabbi Yeshua poiter, because Rabbi Yeshua holds you have to know specifically which one it was, but if it was done mamish in the Bein HaShemashes there, even Rabbi Lezer would be mighty to Rabbi Yeshua. This is the svar of Rabbi Yaisi. I'm Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says, poiter hayu Rabbi Yeshua af miyashim toli. Not only is he poter in this case from a chatas, but he'll even be poter from a suffolk if he doesn't know precisely which malacha he did. And the Gemara will explain, Rashi tells us what exactly the svara of Rabbi Yeshua is to pater him, not only from a chatas, but even from an ashim toli that comes on a suffolk. Why this suffolk is different, that there is no halacha of ashim toli.
Reb Shimon Shazuri, Imrim, they say, like Nechleku, the machlokes between Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Yeshua is not in Al Dover Shehu Mishem Echad on something that's in one category. Rashi says, for example, there were two trees of figs, and he doesn't know which tree he collected the figs from. Everybody there, even Rabbi Yeshua, would agree, Shehu Chayiv, as Rashi explains, because he knows what chet he did, what malacha he was over. He just doesn't know what tree it came from. That, even according to Rabbi Yeshua, would not make him potter from a chattis. He would be chayv a chattis. Aman nechleku. What, in fact, is the machlokes between Rabbi Lezer and Yeshua? Al dover shehu mishum beis shemes. On something that is dependent on two categories. Sure, Rabbi Lezer mechayv chattis from Yeshua potter. There, Rabbi Lezer's mechayv a chattis from Yeshua potter. As Rashi explains, kegoin Suffolk cuts or Suffolk tachan, he doesn't know, he's not aware. He knows that he did some avera, but he's not aware, did he reap or did he grind? Or he knows he collected something, but he doesn't know if he harvested figs or he harvested grapes. And then Rashi adds something which we will see later in the Gemara and Daf Chaf, that included in Rabbi Yeshua's heter, what he potters is not only when he has a suffix to the exact avera that he committed, but Rashi says, v'chein b'nischavin lezu v'asazu. He had kavana, for example, to harvest grapes, and instead of harvesting grapes, he collected from the tree figs. So Rashi, but he did that when he was preoccupied. He was misasek. He lost attention He looked at the grapes, wanting to harvest them, and he, as Rashi is going to say on Amid Beis, he turned away, and then he stuck his hand out, and instead of taking grapes, he took figs. This is called misasig. It's different than shoygeg. Shoygeg is you have intention for what you do, but you think that either what you're doing is not a malacha that's usher in Shabbos, or you forgot that today is Shabbos. You know that on Shabbos this malacha is usher. You forgot that today is Shabbos. So you did the maisa avera inadvertently, that shoygeg. Misasig is you don't wind up doing what you planned to do. You planned to harvest grapes, and instead you collected from the tree figs. Neschaven for Isser Zu, and you did a different Isser. However, as Rashi explains, the Pasuk where from where Rav Yeshua learns out that your Yediyah, that which you become aware of, has to be a specific awareness in order to be Chavachatis. What's that Pasuk? Oy hoida elav chatosoy asher chata bo. It has to be specific. That I know that I, for example, collected grapes. And not in general that I wanted to do an Aveira, as Rav Lazar says. No, it has to be specific, my idea. But that same Pasuk, Asher Chata Ba, the Ba is not only on the Oy Hoida at the beginning of the Pasuk, what you became aware of, but it's also on the Asher Chata, on the Aveira that you did. Bishas Maisa, when you did the Aveira, you had Kavana to do this act, and you did this act. Not Misasek, you wanted to do one act and instead you did a totally different act. So Rashi says from the same Ba that we say that when you become aware of what you did wrong, you have to know specifically what the Avera was. From that same Ba, we say that a Misasek to do one thing and you wind up doing another will also be Potter according to Rabbi Yeshua. However, says Rashi, according to Rabbi Eliezer, both in what you become aware of, Rabbi Eliezer says you don't have to become aware of this specific mice avera. It's enough that you know in general, I either ground on Shabbos Teichen or I was Kaitzer. I don't have to know specifically what avera I did as long as I know it was an avera concerning Shabbos. So too, in the Shas at the time of when I did the avera, it's enough that I wanted to do something usher. I wanted to take the grapes, and instead of taking the grapes, inadvertently, I did a different action, and I took off the figs. But I wanted to do a maisa that is usher on Shabbos. So according to Rabbi Lezer, this type of misasek would not be mutter. It would be considered usher, and it would go into the category of a shoygeg for which one would be chayiv a chatas. However, Rabbi Yeshua says no, that this would be potter from a chatas, learning it out from the pasuk of Bo. Amar Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says, afilin is chav lil kotein of likad avanim. Even if he wanted to collect figs, and instead he collected inadvertently, being preoccupied, being misasik, he collected grapes. Or anovim velikateinim. Or shcharis, he wanted to take black ones, velikat levanis, and he instead collected white ones. Or he wanted to take levanis, velikat shcharis, and he took black ones. Rav Lezer mechayv chatas. Rav Lezer says, you are chayv chatas for this. And Rabbi Yeshua poiter. And Rashi points out that the Gemara is going to ask, how exactly is Rabbi Yehuda differing from what Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Shimon Shazuri said? They seem to be saying the exact same thing. And next everybody agrees that we take out the words Amar Rabbi Shimon. The Bach puts in instead Amar Rabbi Yehuda. And the Shita says we take out Amar Rab Shimon, but we just put in a vav in front of the next word, utmiyani. In other words, it's Rabbi Yehuda talking, but according to the Shita, and he says if you look in Rashi on the second wide line at the bottom, utmiyani, so Rashi was garish with the vav, and Rabbeinu Gershom also is garish with the vav, that Rabbi Yehuda is saying this whole long sentence here, afilin is chavin lukatein and velikat avanim, etc. He collected avon anavim, and or anovin and collected tainim or shcharis levanis levanis shcharis, and then he continues Rabbi Yehuda and says utumiani, and I have a question in potter bar Rabbi Yeshua. If Rabbi Yeshua in fact in a case of black and white grapes, or in a case of wanting to collect tainim and he collected grapes instead, to say to Rabbi Yeshua potter because of misasek, I wonder if he ever said it. If you'll tell me Now, Rabbi Yeshua did not putter in that case, in kein lamanem asher chata bo. So what does he learn out from the words asher chata bo? What is the Torah trying to exclude that you are putter from mechatas? According to Rabbi Yeshua, prat lemes asek, as Rashi explains, that you didn't have kavana to harvest the grapes, and instead you harvested figs, because that, even according to Rabbi Yeshua, in the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, it would be chayiv. What is the pasuk being mamayit? It's being mamayit when you had kavana for tolush. You wanted to cut something that you thought was cut off, it was in fact cut off, and instead your hand went to cut something that was attached. You thought your action is doing an action of cutting something that's already cut off, tolush, and instead, by being misasking, by being preoccupied, your hand went and cut off something that was attached. So that's the schaven leheter va'asa iser. On that, that's what Rabbi Yeshua is going to pot. That's the heter asher chata bo prat lemisasek. But in the case of iser A, and you wind up doing Isser B, Rabbi Yehuda wonders whether Rabbi Yeshua in fact would be matter that. He believes that the halacha should be, that it should be Asser. Begins the Gemara. To explain more, to elaborate more on the machlokes that we had in the Mishnah between Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Yeshua. Tanya, we learned in the Braisa. I'm Rabbi Lezer. Rabbi Lezer says to Rabbi Yeshua, how can you say in the cases that we had in the Mishnah concerning Chelev and Noiser, or concerning Ishtai Nidor Achoisai, concerning doing Malach on Shabbos or in Yom Kippur, how could you say that you're potter from Achatis? They're Manifshach. I Chelev Achol Chayev. If in fact the piece of fat that he ate was Chelev, so he's Chayev Bishayge Achatis. I Noiser, if that piece was Noiser, I Noiser Achol also Chayev. So therefore, Manifshach, he should be Chayev Achatis. Why does he have to know specifically which aveira he did, chaylev or noiser? The same, yishtei nida bal chayev, yachayse bal chayev. If his wife was a nida, and he had relations with his wife as a nida, b'shayge, he's chayev achatis, and so if that woman was not his wife, it was his sister, so also he's chayev achatis. I b'shabbos asa malacha chayev, I b'yom kippur asa malacha chayev. And that's the sheet of Rabbi Lezer, that in these three cases, where he has a suffix exactly what he did, but in general he knows he did an aveira, he's chayev achatis. Amalei Rabbi Shua responds, and from that we learn out that he has to know specifically in what he was chayta. It's not enough that he knows in general that he was chayta. Ask the Gemara of Rabbi Lezer, hi, bo, my ovidle. What does Rabbi Lezer do with the pasuk of asher chayta bo? The Gemara answers, meboyele prat lemisaseg. Rabbi Lezer needs it for a case of misaseg. And the Gemara in Amud Beis is now going to discover exactly what case of misaseg is Rabbi Lezer saying it's potter from achatas, and he learns it out from asher chatabo. As we turn now to Daf Yotes Amud Beis. So the Gemara asks, misaseg demai, what kind of misaseg is Rabbi Lezer saying that it is potter? And now we're going to learn the next few lines according to the Bach in Ois Aleph. First we'll read through the words, and then we will explain each part. The Gemara says, "E the chalav v'arayis, if the misasik was in a case of chalav v'arayis, there he would be chayiv, he wouldn't be potter, shekein nena, because he's having physical pleasure from it. Elo misasik the Shabbos, not like we have in the Gemara on the third line, ve'i misasik v'shabbos, but Rashi, the Rabbeinu Gershom, our Goreis, as the Bach says here, elo, it's not concerning eating forbidden fats, chalavim, or concerning Arias, Ella misasek the Shabbos potter. Amar of Nachman, Amar Shmuel, hamisasek b'chalav of Arias, chayiv, shekeinena. If he had hana by chalav of Arias, even though he was misasek, he remains chayiv. Even if it was a case of misasek, he would have to bring a korban chatas. It is a chiyuv chatas, but hamisasek b'shabbos potter. But if he's misasek in Shabbos, there he's potter. My time, malachas machsheves. And now we go to the fifth line of our Gemara. My time, malachas machsheves, osra toira. The toira forbade on Shabbos a malachas machsheves having kavana to do that malacha. And now let us go through these various lines bit by bit. So the Gemara begins, what is the misasik of Rabbi Lezer Patters? E, the chalovim, if it's concerning fat, and here Rashi gives two examples, how misasik, being preoccupied, how he could do an aveir in a state of being misasik. Either he thought he was eating, he wanted to eat shuman, in front of him there was kosher fat and chalev non-kosher fat, and then Rashi says, Vehibid l'makam acher, the second line of Rashi, he looked elsewhere, he got preoccupied. V'hol chayarei, he had stretched out his hand, and his hand went el ha-chele v'achloi. Instead of eating the shuman, which he had set his eyes on, his hand wandered over to the chelev when he was being misasek, and he ate the chelev. That's one example. A second example, says Rashi, where both of the pieces in front of him were chelev. He thought they were shuman. He wanted to eat one of the pieces, which he thought was shuman, and instead his hand wandered over to the other piece, and he ate that one. So the difference between these two cases is that in the first case, one piece was actually shuman. In the second case, both pieces were chelev. Now, as far as Arayas is concerned, Rashi also gives two examples. One example is that it was a dark room and he thought that he's having relations with his wife who was Tohar. And what happened was that instead, his wife moved over and instead, the one that he had relations with was his sister. So that's one case of a misasek. And the second case, Rashi says, is where he thought his wife was Tahira, and in fact she was a Nida, and he wanted to have relations with her, and instead he had relations with his sister. So again, it's like the case by Chelev, where in the two cases, the difference is that in one of the cases, the first one, he wanted to do something mutter, and it turned out he did something usser, and in the second case, he wanted to do something mutter, which was really usser, even the thing that he wanted to do was really usser, but instead of doing that isser, he did a different isser. So in both of these cases, the Gemara says that halacha would be chayiv. And now the words that we have in our text, the Amr of Nachman, Amr Shmuel, Misas B'chalam, Arayas Chayiv, is put later in the Gemara. Misasek demai, idach lom v'arayas chayiv shekeinene, according to the Bach. And here the Gemara says, Ella misasek the Shabbos. What Rebbe Lezer is using the pasuk asher chatabah is for misasek of Shabbos. Then you're potter. And then the Gemara says what we have on the second line. The Gemara says at a later stage, De Amar of Nachman, Amar Shmuel, Hamisasek b'chalav arayis chayv shkeinene, Hamisasek b'shabbos potter, Maitama melech shmach Shabbos asra tara. Now, what is the svara? Why chalav arayis misasek is chayv? The Gemara says shkeinene. And we have two different shitas in the contemporary Achroinim to explain Pshat. Rabbi Chanan Wasserman, Hashem Yinkam Damav, in the Kovet Shiurim, gives the reason that the whole sfora of Misasek, why it's not considered a Chiyuv Chatas, is because since he was preoccupied, it's as if he didn't do the action, it's as if the action happened by itself. However, when it's Negeya to Chalavim or Arayas, where his body has physical Hano, and that's the thing that the Torah asked, having that physical anah, so there we cannot say that it's irrelevant what you did, it's like you did it, it was done by itself. There we say that the mere fact that you physically had pleasure from this, and that's what the Torah prohibited, so the fact that you were preoccupied, and that it's an action done by itself, has no relevance here, and we say that you are chayv. That's the svara of Rabbi Chanan. However, the Stipler in Kilis Yaakov says that the whole svara of Misasek White's Potter is because it's considered that you didn't have intention to do this specific act. However, where your body has hanoah, then that hanoah itself, where you physically had pleasure, that itself makes it considered as if you did have intent for the actual isser that you wound up doing. These are the svaras that the Achronim tell us. So therefore the Gemara switches, Ella, it's Misasek, the Shabbos. And the Gemara gives a reason, because Melechus Machshavas. Now this means that we have in the Torah, the Melechus HaMishkan is put right next to Isser Shabbos. And just like by Melechus HaMishkan, we find that they used to do all of the work for the Mishkan with Melechus Machshavas. It was a worthy, thought-out Melacha. So too, the 39 Melachos on Shabbos, which are learned from the 39 Avodas that they did in the Mishkan, the Melachos involved in building the Mishkan, those are the ones that are prohibited on Shabbos, and the same criterion of Melachos and Machshavos that we find by Mishkan, we apply to Shabbos. And therefore, where there's a lack of intent to do this Isser, He wanted to do something else, but by being preoccupied, he did something else totally different. Not like Shaygig, where he did exactly what he wanted to do, except he thought he's eating, for example, Shuman, and it turned out that that Shuman itself that he wanted to eat, and that he did eat, that Shuman wasn't Shuman, it was Chalev, that's Shaygig. In this case, he's Misasek on Shabbos. It's not a Malachs Machshavas. It's not thought out what he wanted to do originally, and therefore it is Potter. Now, there's an obvious question here in the Gemara, and that is, the Gemara is bringing that Rabbi Eliezer, what does he use the pasuk of Asher Chota Bo, and the Gemara says that he's using it for Misasek, and on that we bring Rabbi Nachman, who says that we learn out Misasek from a totally different limud, and that limud is Malachs Machshavas. Rashi, at the bottom of Yutes Amid Aleph, in the last Rashi on the Amid, asks this question. And he says that the answer to this question is that Rabbi Lezer Einachanami doesn't hold like Rabbi Nachman across the board. The Gemara is only bringing that he holds like Rabbi Nachman concerning the fact that Rabbi Nachman states specifically that Misasek B'Shabbos is Potter. The source, Einachanami, according to Rabbi Lezer, is not because of Malachas Machshavas. Rabbi Lezer doesn't consider Malachas Machshavas a drasha concerning the halacha of Misasek. And rather, Rabbi Lezer, as far as the source is concerned, learns it out from Asher Chota Bo Prat L'Misasek. Rashi continues to say that who is Rabbi Nachman the Amora holding like? If he doesn't hold like Rabbi Lezer, who does he hold like? How does he argue against Rabbi Lezer as far as the source of Misasek? Teretz is, Rav Nachman believes that Rabbi Yeshua holds that we learn it from Malachas Machshavas. Because since, Rashi explains, Rabbi Yeshua uses Asher Chota Bo for the Achi Voda Loi Bamechoto, that he has to be aware of the exact Aveira, that he was Iver, and not that in general he was Iver and Isser, as we learned in the Gemara before. So since he uses the Pasuk Asher Chota Bo for that limit, he doesn't have it for Misasek. And therefore for Misasek, Rav Nachman felt in the Rabbi Yeshua that he learns it from a different source, and that is Malachas Machshavas. The question is that Rashi in the Mishnah, in Rabbi Yeshua, said that Rabbi Yeshua learns the word Bo goes not only on the beginning of the Pasuk, Oy Hoida, a love chatosai, on the awareness it has to be bought in a specific avera, but it's also going at the end of the pasuk on the words asher chotabo. The avera that he did had to be with specific intention to do that avera. So Rashi in the Mishnah learns that Rabbi Yeshua learns misasik also from asher chotabo, not only achi vada loy bameh chota. And here Rashi is saying, according to Rav Nachman, that there's a different source in Rabbi Yeshua for Misasek, and that is Malachas Machshavas. The answer we'll have to say is that Rashi in the Mishnah is going like Shitas we're going to learn in the Gemara who don't hold like Rav Nachman. So those Shitas who don't hold like Rav Nachman, they're going to learn in Rabbi Yeshua that he learns both dinims, that he learns the din of Atshe Yivada Loi Bamechoto. His awareness has to be specific, and also he had to have specific intent for this Mai Savera Prat L'Misasek. He learns it both from the word Ba, whereas Rav Nachman says that the din of awareness is learned from Ba, but the din of Misasek, the intent to do this Aver L'Chatchila, that's learned out from Malachas Machshavas. There's a very Yesoidist thing of Rabbi Kiva Eger in Shaos and Chuvas, Rabbi Kiva Eger, Simon Ches, where he was asked the question, if somebody doesn't know that he's doing a Malach of Isser, are you mechuyev to separate him from and prevent him from doing that melacha? And Rabbi Kiva Eger says, this will depend on where we learn out the Ptur on Shabbos of Misasek. Are you learning it out from Asher Chota Bo, or are you learning it out because it's not a melachas machshavas? Says Rabbi Kiva Eger, venirali davar chadish, demad mamatinim Asher Chota Bo prat Misasek, loy de Misasek loy nasas ha'aveira klal. It's not that by Misasek there's no action of an aveira done at all. Ella the mikri aver b'shoygi. It is an aver b'shoygi. Va'ach b'shoygi kahai mematinim asher chotabo de potter mikorban. The only use of the pasuk asher chotabo is that he doesn't have to bring a korban. Avo mikol makam mikri shigigas iser. It's still a shoygi. And therefore, concerning the question, do you have to be mafreshim? Yes. Since he's doing a shoygeg, it's just not a shoygeg that the Torah was mechayiv a korban chattis for, but it is an aver b'shoygeg, and therefore if you can stop him, stop him. That's if you learn it out from Asher Chota Bo. Avamad matina mitan de melechas machshavas asra Torah heicha deleka melechas machshavas einoi bechlal kal melacha v'loy nasa ha'avera kapal, says Rabbi Kiveger. But if the p'tur is from melachas machsheves, then it's not considered a mais avera at all, and therefore it's not even considered a shaygeg at all, and therefore you're not mechuyev to separate him. Continues the Gemara. Now we'll have a machlokes, Abai of a Rava, exactly what the p'tur of Melechus Machsheves, what's the case where the Torah permits a person, because of Misaseik, that it's not considered that he did a Maisa Ver, L'Rava Mishkachas Lo, we can find it, K'goin Shinitzchav Lach Teches HaTolish V'chotekes HaMechubber. He wanted to cut something, but what did he want to cut? Something that was already detached from the ground, and instead his hand went over to cut something that was attached to the ground. So even though he wanted to cut something, but he wanted to cut something permitted, and instead he cut something that was prohibited. He wanted to use the knife to lift up that which was detached. And by accident, when he was preoccupied, his hand went over, and instead of picking up tolish, he cut mechubber. The itmor, we have learned. Everyone holds that if he had kavana to pick up the tolish, and instead he cut the mechubber, that he is potter. My time, what's the reason? Because he didn't want to cut anything. He wanted to lift. So that everybody, Abaya also agrees to Rava that will be a case of Misasik, which is Pater on Shabbos. Where is the Machloikis in the next case? He wanted to cut the Tolish. So he did want to do an action of cutting. But he wanted to cut Heter, and instead he cut something attached, which is prohibited. On that, Abai Yom Chayiv. There's no p'tur of Misasek. That is a shoygeg for which you're chayiv achatis. Why? Says Abaya, do yichavim l'shem chaticha. Because after all, he wanted to cut. So the fact that he wanted to cut the heter, and he wound up cutting Isser, that's considered that he had, his intention was fulfilled. It will be considered a melechus machshavas, because he wanted to cut, and he did cut. Rav Amar Potter, Rav says no, even in that case it's not a Melechus Machshavas, he will be Potter for that type of Misasek, because after all, he didn't have Kavanah for a prohibited Chaticha, he had Kavanah for a permitted Chaticha, and that's like having Kavanah for a different thing, and that's not considered Melechus Machshavas, and according to Rav, he will be Potter in such a Misasek. Continues the Gemara to explain the next part of the Mishnah. We learned in the Mishnah, Rabbi Yossi, Amar Le'Nechleku, Rabbi Yossi said that Rabbi Lez and Rabbi Shur are not arguing concerning doing a malacha bein shmasus on Shabbos and Yom Kippur, because then everybody would hold putter, because perhaps he didn't do a shear of a malacha neither on Shabbos nor on Yom Kippur. Tanya, we learned in the Braisa, Omar Lahan Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi responded to the Chachamim, Digdak de Macharai. You very carefully went after me with your argument. Now, we really at this point don't know what the argument was. It seems that Rabbi Yossi is saying to the Chachamim, by the power of your argument, I capitulate, I agree with what you're saying. So the Gemara says, first of all, my Amrle, what did the Rabbanan say to Rabbi Yossi, the Omar Lahudik, Dr. Macharai, that he responded, you have been very careful in your pursuit against me with your logic. What did the Rabbanan say to him? So the Gemara answers, Hachi Amrule. This is what the Chacham said to Rabbi Yossi. Higviya ben Hashmashas Mahu. If he picks up from the Rishus HaYochid, which is close to the Rishus HaRabim, and what are you going to answer there? How are you going to say that part of the Malacha was done on Shabbos and part on Yom Kippur, and there's not enough Ashir either in Shabbos or in Yom Kippur? If he picks it up in a Rishus HaYochid, which is right next to Rishus HaRabim, what are you, Rabbi Yossi, going to say about that case? Amar Lahu, on that, Rabbi Yossi responded, Dikdak de Macharai. Apparently, still the Gemara believes that the pshat is that you pursued me in a very careful manner, and like you chapped me, you have a good kasha against what I'm saying. Says the Gemara, what kind of good kasha did the Chachamim have with Higbiya Benish Ramashis Mao? V'nei Malahu, let Rabbi Yossi answer, Miktsas Hagbo Hoysu Me'ayoyim U'miktsas Lamacher, even if he picked it up from the Rishus HaYochid, which was close to the Rishus HaRabim, and brought it, made Hoytso out into the Rishus HaRabim, it still takes a few seconds to do that. The picking up from the Rishus HaYochid and then the placing in the Rishus HaRabim. So Me'mele, even there it could be divided up that he didn't have a full Malacha in the Rishus HaYochid, in Yom Kippur, or a full Malacha in Shabbos. So why is this case of Hoytzah any more difficult than what Rabbi Yossi was speaking about. So the Gemara says, "Hachinami kamar lahu." Exactly, this is what Rabbi Yossi said to them. He was not saying "Digdakta macharai," and I capitulate. You're right. But Adarabba, Digdakta macharai v'loy halisem biyotchem klum. You pursued me very carefully. You were checking up on me whether my svara is a good svara, and you asked me a kasha from the Hitzor, Rishus Yachad, Rishus Rabbim. Your kasha is no kasha because I have the same issue. Maybe he only did a partial malach in Shabbos and a partial malach in Yom Kippur. But, says the Gemara, we have a different problem. Rabbi Yossi, Gemar Malach, Rabbi Lezer Potter. It seems to be that according to Rabbi Lezer, if he only did according to the way Rabbi Yossi's learning, both in Rabbi Yeshua and in Rabbi Lezer, and Rabbi Lezer's moivet to this also, that if he only did a partial Malacha in Yom Kippur, following Shabbos, that he would be Potter, Hashamino Leite Mechayev. We learned elsewhere that Rabbi Lezer is Mechayev if a person only does a Gemar Malacha, either on Shabbos or on Yom Kippur. So Einich Nami, let's say he did Mixas of the Malacha on Shabbos, and following that he did Mixas on Yom Kippur because it was Banish Mashas. He should be Mechayev for the Mixas on Yom Kippur because Rabbi Lezer, we find elsewhere, is Mechayev on a Gemar Malacha. Where do we find this? It's not, we learned in the Mishnah. Rabbi Lezer, Reimer, Ha'irik, Shloish Shechutin, Betchila. The Tanakhama says the shear for Ariga is two weavings, two Shasi V'Erev, and it seems to be that Rabbi Lezer holds you need three to start off with, to start a garment. V'Echad Al Ha'Orig, if something is already woven and you want to add to it, it's enough one. Chayiv. In both of these cases, you are chayiv. So it would seem that even though the shear is three, but if you're doing a gemar malacha, all you need is one. So therefore, in our case also, if he only did a mixus malacha in Yom Kippur, he should be chayiv. Amar Rabbi Yosef, said Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yosi, alibi de Rabbi Lezer, hachi masni. Rabbi Yosi has a different understanding of Rabbi Lezer, and in fact, he changes the words of that Mishnah. Rabbi Lezer Oimer Ha'irik Shloish Shechutin Betchil Einich Nami, in the beginning of a garment when you're weaving the shear is three. Ushnayim Al Ha'arkhayv, not Achas Al Ha'arkhayv, but Shnayim. And in fact, the Svara of Rabbi Lezer is not because you're chayv on the Gemar Malach, even of one, because Itaka says if you're adding on to something that's woven already, one is not sufficient. And if the swar is al-tzgemar malacha, then even one should be sufficient. No, the shear is two. And he's moida, not like we thought in the Hava Minute that he argues with the Tanakhama. Tanakhama says two, and he says you need three in order to be called a woven item. No, two is enough. So why, betchila, at the beginning of a beggar, do you need three? There, Rabbi Lezer holds that if you don't have three, it's not kayam, Rashi explains. It doesn't maintain itself. It'll fall apart. So at the beginning of a weaving process, you'll tuck and need three threads, three times that there's a shesiv erev, that the threads are going horizontal and vertical. Two is not enough, it'll come apart. But once it's already woven and you want to add, then ain't the chanami, the shear is two. One is not sufficient because Rabbi Lezer is not mechayev on a gemar malach. Continues the Gemara to explain the next part of the Mishnah. Amar Rabbi Yudah said, Rabbi Yudah poiter Rabbi Yeshua af meshem tali. When Rabbi Yeshua holds that in a case where he doesn't know if he ate, for example, chaylev or noiser. So Rabbi Yeshua says he's poiter from a korban chata because he has to know. Bo, achi vodoloi b'mechata. But this tour is not only on chata, says Rabbi Yudah, according to Rabbi Yeshua, even he's poiter from Ashram Tali. Tanya we learned in Braisa. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, poitroi hayu Rabbi Yeshua af me Ashram Tali. Shenemar. Because the pasuk says, ki sech he doesn't know. He learns that the pasuk is telling us you don't know whether you have sinned or not. And in this case of our Mishnah, he knows he sinned. This pasuk is speaking by Ashim Toli. The full pasuk is found in Vayikra Perikei Pasuk Yitzayin, Vimnehefesh ki sechta, Va'asa achas mekomet suzah shem asher loise asena, V'lo yada va'asham v'nasa avoynoi. So we have the words over there, V'ki sechta v'lo yada, Prat lezeh, says the Gemara, sheyada shechata. The Ashim tell his bride, when you don't know if you sinned. I don't know if I ate shuman or I ate chalev. But here, where I know I did an iser, but I don't know whether it's chalev or nicer. So that is, doesn't go into the parsha of Ashim tolui. Amalei Reb Shimon, says Reb Shimon, zehu, adarabba, zehu shemevi Ashim tolui. This is the very case where you bring an Ashim tolui, where you know you sinned and you don't know which sin you did. Shenemar, because the pasuk says, not va'asa, but rather the correct word in the pasuk is va'asasa v'loyada. So Rav Shimon learns, v'zeh loyada b'me'asa. He did an aveira and he doesn't know. So Rav Shimon is learning not that he doesn't know whether he did an aveira, but he doesn't know which aveira. He knows he did an aveira, he doesn't know which one. So adarabba, this is exactly what you're bringing in Ashim Tali. Rabbi Yeshua learns that the pasuk is speaking about he doesn't know whether he did an aveira. Was it shuman permitted chalev, or was it a real chalev that is not permitted? And not a case where he knows he did an Aveira, but he doesn't know which Aveira, Chalev or Noiser, which he did. That's the Shita Rabbi Yeshua. And Rabbi Shimon holds Adarabba. That's the very time when you bring an Ashim Tali. Avol, continues Rabbi Shimon, Safik Achol Chalev, Safik Loyachol. If he doesn't know whether he ate Chalev or not, it's a Safik whether it's Shuman or it's Chalev. Say you shall love him, maybe Ashim Tali Mlev. There you have to go and out and ask a Shaila whether on that you're chayav to bring an Ashim Tali or not. The Gemara says, my Havel law. In this case, if he doesn't know if he ate Chalev or Shuman, what in fact does Rabbi Shimon hold? Does he have to bring an Ashim Tali or not? Tashma, coming here from Abraisa, we learned. A person sinned, but he doesn't know what he sinned. Did he eat chalev or did he eat nicer? Or he doesn't know whether he did an aver at all. Did he eat chalev or did he eat shuman? Maybe Ashim Tali. In both cases, he brings an Ashim Tali. Man shamin le da'amar who's the sheet that it holds that if you know you did an avera, but you don't know which avera you did, was it chalev or nicer, that obligates you to bring an Ashim Tali. Who holds like that? Not Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua is the one who said you're potter from an Ashim Tali. No, this is Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon holds that. And yet, Rabbi Shimon didn't only say that case, he said a second case. V'katani safik chata, safik loy chata, maybe Ashim Tali. That even if you have a safik, whether you sinned altogether, did I sin by eating chalev or did I not sin because I ate shuman, on that also you bring an Ashim Tali. Shema minoah. So from here we see, severely Rabbi Shimon, that Rabbi Shimon's opinion is that not only if you know you sinned and you don't know which sin, but even safik chata, safik loy chata, you're misupik whether you sinned altogether. Maybe Ashim Tali, according to Rabbi Shimon, even in that case, we see from this price that he holds that you do bring an Ashim Tali.